Hey, it's Chad Benson. During King LASIK's season of savings, LASIK, both eyes, is now just $3,500 with this $2,000 savings and 0% financing for 24 months OAC. LASIK with Dr. King, only $146 a month. Go to kinglasik.com/Arizona.
Joining us right now is the CEO of Rosendon Electric, Mike Greenwalt. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this event. How long has this been going on, and specifically what's happening on these days?
You know, I really don't recall when this started, but this is a great program that we bring kids in from all over the state. They come in from, you know, pretty much everywhere. We've got over 4,000 students come in. They're going to meet with a little over 300 exhibitors, contractors, schools, distributors. They learn about the trades. They get hands-on. In our booth, they can wire things up. Other booths, they can go up into high lift. They can learn how to finish concrete. All in a day, they can learn about just about every trade there is, and it allows them to go forward in life and make choices. They can see what choices there are.
What drew you to the trades? I mean, obviously, you are working for what has got to be the largest electrical contracting company in the country. What drew you into the trades?
You know, you just told my story. I was an 18-year-old. All I wanted to do was work on cars and get a C grade to get out of high school. And worrying my parents to death, and had a neighbor who was an electrician and got me into the trades. He got me in the electrical apprenticeship in 1979. I have a high school diploma and a journeyman wireman's ticket from IBEW 640. And I am the CEO of the largest privately held electrical contracting firm in the country. 8,000 employees and $2.8 billion a year in revenue. Thank you to the trades.
Amen to that. It's interesting. I started in 1985 at 18 years old, got my journeyman's card in 4 years, which was the minimum requirement. And in 6 years total, I was the manager of a small company. So it's so funny how our stories are parallel, that if you show up and you work hard, that you can accomplish anything in the trades. Usually it's the people like you that are training the next generation, your hands-on experience being passed down to the next generation.
Absolutely. You know, certified apprenticeships are so important to our country. They're so important to just American history, how we've built America. But, you know, every parent really wants their child to go to college. We've recently, Rosendon has teamed up with Grand Canyon University on a pre-apprenticeship program. For one semester, young men and women that need to figure out where they're going in life can go into this pre-apprenticeship program, learn about the electrical trade, learn the basics. After one semester, they can make the choice. I'm going to stay in college, or I'm going to go into this apprenticeship. I'm really excited about this, because the stigma of construction, you know, not being the same as college, I think we found a secret sauce here that gives parents and young men and women the opportunity to make a choice. And there's not a better choice than being an electrician right now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. One of the journeymen that I worked for was a woman named Michaela, and at the time it was so unique to see a woman on a construction site. How exciting is it to see that changing, that more young women are choosing this because the pay is so good and it's such a great place to earn a living for a career?
Oh, this is the career in construction right now has never been better. For women in construction, you know, we belong to NAWIC, National Association of Women in Construction. We sponsor a program that brings young junior high girls into summer camp and learn about construction. The trades have changed so much. It is a true profession. I mean, this is, I tell everyone, you're an electrical professional. And listen, it's a great time to be in construction, a great time to be an electrician. And young women out there, parents, if you're listening, young women, if you're listening, do not be afraid. It's very welcoming, and it's a very rewarding career. And there's many different places where you can fit in. If you don't want to work with the tools, you can be an estimator or a manager.
Let's talk about pay scale. Entry level, someone that knows nothing but is a helper on a job site before they even enter the apprenticeship program, in other trades, not just in the electrical trade, what kind of money are they making? And what are you seeing for the journeyman in the field in electrical contracting and in other trades?
Yes, you know, apprentices across the board are pretty even right now. It's between $15 to $20 an hour. For apprentices coming in with no knowledge. I know we start ours around $17.60 to $18. And I find that most of the trades are in that same spot right now. Journey level, electricians right now, we're in the $35 an hour range for a journeyman, and then plus your benefit packages. Really good journeyman. You know, if you're not making north of $75,000 a year with overtime, you know, you might be working. You know, you need to find a different get some more overtime or find a different contractor, because there is a shortage, and we're paying skilled journeymen, you know, overscale. We're offering a lot of overtime. So, but you start off around $35 an hour as a journeyman.
If people are interested, can they sign up to be a part of this on November 2nd and 3rd, or is it something that's closed off already?
I believe, you know, this is for high school kids, and,
right.
And I think you could probably go to the Arizona Construction Career Days website to see if there's still openings. I'm not sure, you know, we're getting pretty close up to it right now, but I'm sure they're going to let some more in. It's a great program, and we need as many young men and women as we can. So I believe the website for Arizona Construction yep. Career Days could lead you to how to attend if you're not already signed up.
All right, it's azccd.com. That's azccd.com. It's November 2nd and 3rd, 8:30 to 2. It's at Papago, which is a very cool military base, the Arizona National Guard at Papago. And it's, what, 78 different businesses in the construction field assembled to give them a view of what they could do in their next phase of life.
Absolutely. This is a phenomenal event. The setting, the location is awesome. And I can say we're so proud to be there. We're going to have a great time. But every one of our competitors is there. It's a great atmosphere. I'll tell you, we got a lot of people staffing this booth, and it's because they want to be there. They look forward to it.
Mike, it really is a pleasure to talk to you, and it's nice to talk to someone that understands the trades like I do, and hopefully we can entice some young people to choose that career, because it's going to benefit us all in the long run, but to give them a chance at a career that would pay them for a lifetime, it's got to be special for you to be able to provide that for people.
Oh, absolutely. I get chills talking about it. I'm getting, you know, towards the end of my career now, and I look back and I think about the things I've built. My poor son, I've had to drive him around Phoenix and point at all the things I worked on in the 80s and the 90s. It's like nothing else. I mean, when it gets in your blood, and the thrill of building things and the teamwork of working side by side with brothers and sisters from every trade, I love this business.
I think you and I are related somehow. I laugh on the air of driving around with my grandkids and pointing out the PetSmart distribution center at 75th and I-10 and the other buildings and parking lot lights and things that I've worked on in my career. I still do it, and I've been out of the trades for over 10 years, but there still is a sense of pride and accomplishment when you see a project you worked on still standing, still operational, and realizing you were a part of it. I think you and I are cut from the same cloth.
Yes, and, you know, I really didn't have construction on my mind. I wanted to be a mechanic. I wanted to be a race car driver. I was apprehensive at first, but after my first paycheck, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then after a month of being side by side and coming home so tired, but I could actually, I learned so much, and you learn something every day. Listen, we finish a job, there's really never another one exactly like it. So
yep. Amen to that.
It's awesome.
All right, Mike, thanks for the time today. I wish you luck on this, and I hope it's a successful event.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. That is the CEO of Rosendon Electric, the largest electrical contracting company in the country. They have an office here in Tempe.